You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's daf from the Masechet Chulin is daf Kuf Mem Aleph, the penultimate daf, and we're ready to go from the two dots. Ein sham efroach alech. So the Mishnah speaks about a number of different cases. What if there's only one efroach, or what if there is? Then you're chayev. What if there's an efroach that can fly, or beitzim muzaro? Then you're potter. How do you know the darsh and the psikim in that way? Maybe we should say exactly the opposite. Maybe we should say that ein sham efroch elachad o beitzachat your potter b'lishaleach, because it says efrochim o beitzim, and that's loshen rabim v'leka. On the other hand, if you have efrochim that are capable of flying on their own, or beitzim that are muzarot, so then you're chayav l'shaleach, because it says kain. Kain mikomakom. You did it the other way around. You said a kain is a nest, whether it has one egg or 100 eggs. Maybe the opposite. A kain is a nest, whether it has flying ducklings or doesn't have flying chicks. I mean, it doesn't matter. So how do you know which way to do it? And when it comes to the efrachim mafrichim, beitzim muzarot, you're chayav l'shaleach. Shenema kain, kain mikomakom. Because, says the Gemara, in Cain, nichtov krove ha'im rovetzet aleihem. Let me ask you something. What is the need for repeating the words, ala efrochim or ala bitzim? Just say, there's a nest, and the bird is on the nest, right? You don't have to say, ala efrochim or ala bitzim. Ella, the whole point is, I mean, you know, when you read the pasuk, it comes across as extremely clumsy. I mean, what do you say? I mean, it's really weird. Usually you would have immediately used the pronoun to refer back to a whole long list. Efrochim and Beitzim takes quite a few syllables. Must be that the repetition is for the purposes of Lakushe, Efrochim, Lebeitzim, Lebeitzim, Lefrochim. The only possible purpose is to tell me that they need to be similar. So therefore, teaches us the same way the Efroach lives, the egg must be alive. And the same way that you never saw a flying egg, an Efroach can't be flying away. But if that's the case, then I can't say that Cain comes to include even a dead egg. Then what is it coming to conclude? It must be that it's coming to tell me Afilu Beitzachat. You see? Otherwise, there would, so if I tried it the other way around, I wouldn't be able to explain the need for the pasuk to review the words Efrochim o Beitzim. Zokter Helika Mishnah. Shalcha v'chazra. Suppose this is a very stubborn bird. You throw it, and it turns right around and goes back to the nest. Again, you throw it back, it comes to the nest. I don't care, it's even four times, five times, you have to keep throwing it. Shinema shaleach tishalach, which sounds like we're being medayik from the double lush. Now, Gemara's going to end up saying that that's not the case. But it does say shaleach tishalach ata'im. Suppose a guy says, well, I'll do it the other way around. I want to keep the mother, I'll send away the kids. Hareini mishal u'mishaleach tabanim. No, he has said the way the aim. Chayav, shenema shalach tishalach ata'im, specifically. So you have to send the mother away. You cannot simply take the mother and leave the bunny.
Well, if you want the mitzvah, you can take her.
No, you're not allowed to. Shalach tishalach ata'im. That's right. You have to take it away. According to Rambam, that's the essential formulation, because in taking the mother, you're taking advantage of its maternal instinct. While it's over its heads, you're going to take advantage of it. What a mumser. Right, so, I mean, the idea over here is, look, you know, let's get first a fair playing field, okay? The bird is free. Now go get it.
If you take the mother, the chick die as well. If you take the chick, then the mother will live.
Okay, but that isn't the problem. You can, the Torah is not mocked on your keeping animals alive. You can eat as many animals as you want. The question over here is, again, Mr. Rambam explains, you weren't here yet. The Rambam explains the point is not to take advantage of eternal instinct. You have a right to hunt, but it has to be fair. So now this bird sees you coming, would normally escape, but it doesn't want to escape because it's stuck in protecting its eggs or its chicks. That you can't do. So Mamela, even if you say, in other words, in your mind, the problem is don't take both. It's like, otoved benot. comes along the Mishnah to say, no, that's not the point. It's not a question of Torah Bivanos. You can't take the aim in this. This is where the Rambam sees that as being the Nakuda. You have to take the, you have to send away the aim. Natala Tabanim, suppose you take the banim, and then you I wasn't supposed to do that. So you give it back, put the banim back, and then the aim comes back on the banim now. At that point, you're potter min hashamayach because it's no longer ki yikare kan tzipor. Now it's mezuma. You already took it for yourself. I don't understand. How does shaleach to shalach tell you even 4 or 5 times? I mean, shaleach means once, and to shalach doubles that. So now twice. That's all I see. Ve'im shaleach chadazim, not to shalach trezimni. Amalei's Rav explains to me, you don't understand the whole thing. Though it's not from the double lashon, the word shaleach means to see to it that it's out of here. Whatever it takes, it's 100 times. I don't need the extra word. Tishalach afilu mea pa'amim. So that's the point that the Mishnah is making. So the tishalach is coming to tell me something else. That the meaning of the extra word tishalach is that ainli ela ledvar harishut. I might think that, okay, you can't take it for yourself. But suppose you have a mitzvah. So let's say you have a yoledet who needs to bring a korban. So she needs this. We have a mitzora who needs to use it for the tzipori mitzora. No, you can't. You have to send it out. So the dvar mitzvah minayin tam alama tishalach bikom hakom. I don't care if you need it for a mitzvah. You got to do your mitzvah somewhere else. This you got to send away. Omle rababa breitav yesbarova to Rav Kahana. I don't understand. Is my dad saying that, is my granddad saying that, yeah, only because it says tishalach? If not for that, I would have said on my own that, well, for a dvar mitzvah, you can keep it. Why? I mean, why wouldn't I just realize? I would have thought I'm in a dvar mitzvah. Well, why wouldn't I realize that you have over here an asay and a lota asay? You're not allowed to take it, and you have to send it away. So how did I think that the asay of bringing the korban for the oledet of the mezorah is going to be docha and asay and alotas? En asay docha alotas and asay. So why would my grandpa Rava have said that I need the pasuk to tell me something I would have known on my own anyway? Lo tzricha diavar b'shakla la'im. Point over here is that the chiddush would be in a case where a guy did the wrong thing. He already took the mother. So he was over on the lav of Lotikacha Imalabani. The lav avre. So what do you have now? You have a mitzvah taseh. Shaleach tishalach ta'im. Okay, then on that, if you have only a mitzvah taseh, so then I would think that you have two mitzvah taseh. So maybe this taseh would be docha that. And later on, the Gemara is going to say, why would I think this taseh is more important? But we'll see that in a moment. But it's not a lotaseh and an aseh. That's the point. Kamash malan, then nonetheless, don't bring it for the mitzvah. Wait a minute. Just because you took it, you're not going to be over on a lav if you keep it? Isn't that dependent on whether you hold? Remember, we've had this famous machloket many times. When you have an asay that is a lav that is nitak la'asay, what point is machayev you on the lav? Because, I mean, if you don't do the asay within the next 30 seconds, so can't you say, I'll do it next year? I'll do it in 10 years. I mean, we should never be able to give the guy Malkus because he'll say, I'm doing it. Relax. What are you so nervous about? So what if it's been 23 years? I mean, I'll do it tomorrow, you know.
Vosprint.
Yeah. I'll do it tomorrow. So if that's the case, there is indeed a mandioma who says that you'll never be over on the lav to get Malkus unless it's no longer possible. So in this case, let's say you shechted the mother. It's going to have a very hard time being mishaleach the mother. At that point, you're over on the law. That's called bitlo. If you were bitlo, then you're chayav, or lo bitlo, then you would be put. But what about according to the Mandi Amru, who says, no, either you were mekayim the asay or finito. We give you malchus on the spot. So according to that Mandi Amru, you actually were mevatel the lav. Okay, you could say, well, you're mevatel the lav already because you didn't send it away. But according to the other man, Yama, you need to send it away now or now you're going to be over on a lav. So how do you say, no, there's no lav? There is a lav, right? If. But that's the if. That's the case here. You're saying, I don't want to send it. I want to use it for tzipor mitzora. You can't. Then you'll be over the lav. So if you hold according to the Mandi Amru, who says it's measured by the immediacy, either kimu or lo kimu, that's all that we look at. But according to the Mandi Amru, says no, it's measured only by bitlo or lo bitlo. Is it still possible, or have you made it impossible? So according to that man Yomar, so long as you didn't check the mother, kukama de lo shakta lo avre lo lav, you were not over the lav. Therefore, you're not getting out of the problem of its being an essay docha lo tase vase, which I would have known on my own. Not to mention the fact that if we're going on Libet of Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that shalach, the shaleach, the shalach at the aim, according to him, you won't even have an assay, because he is of the opinion, as we're going to see, that the mitzvah of shiluach ha'em is up front, not as a tikkun of taking the children. In other words, the way to understand the pasuk according to him is, if you see a mother of etzeta, don't take the aim alabanim. Instead, before you get to such a point, first send away the mother. But if you were an idiot who goes ahead and was not mekayim the assay, so you can't be mekayim it now. It's all over. You didn't. You see, whatever you did, whatever you did, you took the mother, you took the eggs, but you didn't. It said in the pasuk, what you should have done is make sure that the mother goes free. Did you? No. I'll do it now. Do it now. It's after Sukkot already, dum-dum. What are you going to build a Sukkot for now? So according to Reb Yehuda, you don't even have an assay. What do you mean you have a problem also? So if you don't have an assay, why would the Torah be telling me that, no, you shouldn't take it? Why shouldn't I take it for a mitzvah? There's no chiyuv to send it away, but I shouldn't use it for tzipporei mitzvah. That's ridiculous. So either we have three possibilities over here. Out of these three possibilities, there's only one in which Rava would make sense. And that would be that you hold the Rabbanan, that there is an assay, and not like Reb Yehuda. And you hold according to the Mandi Omar, who says that it's dependent in bitlay or not bitlay. In kima, velo kima, right? And therefore there's no law. There's only an essay. I mean, that very weird way to explain the need for a posik where it does barely covers your bases. That's true. Okay, let's restate this then. So, elam amar baravashi. I would say, okay, you know what? I need a case to tell me don't use the bird for tzipori mitzora. For a case where a guy took the mother with the intent to pick it up in order to send it out, not to keep it. He wasn't over on the lav. He went to be mekayim the mitzvah. So he sees a mother there. He grabs it, moves his hand back to send it free. And suddenly he hears somebody shouting, wait, 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 wait. My wife is a yoledet. She needs that. She's not going to be able to bring a korban. Stop. Okay, what do I do now? So now I'm never going to be over a lav because I took this thing in order to send it out. So it was never an issur that was done. So this is my question now. Okay, so you're saying, but there's a mitzvah, shalem. You weren't mekayim the mitzvah yet. Okay. Wasn't mekayim the mitzvahs. Now I have two mitzvahs. Which one is more important? Maybe I should keep it for the yoledet and not send it out. Now it's an assay and an assay. So if you took it on Manat v'shaleah, we're over there that you're never going to come to a matzav of a lav. Lav leka. You only have an assay. There I might think, v'leite assay, v'leitche assay, therefore I need the pasuk to tell me not to. I didn't understand, but why would I think that a guy's in the middle of doing a mitzvah, he should stop doing this mitzvah and then give it to somebody to do another mitzvah? Why would I think such a thing? And I said, my umo, the hayase me hayase. What would I think is more important to give to the mitzvah than to give to be b'kayin the mitzvah shiluach ha'kayin? So in such a case, I would have thought that Salka Daita, Chol Vomamar, Gadol Shalom Shebenish Lishtosh, or Yamra Torah, Shmoshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenichtav Begidusha, Yimache Alamai. Look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu values peace in a home. That he says, even the Kedushas Hashem, which are mamish, I mean, like, that's the heaviest duty thing, you know. In the Luchas, the whole world shakes, but the Kedushas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, erase my name. With all of its kedusha, as long as these guys will get together and they'll be happy, I'm happy. So I would say, you know, the mitzvah, before he becomes tahor, is not allowed to be sleeping with his wife. This is a sad situation. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want more than to get this guy back together with his wife? So I would think this is a more important mitzvah. I'm mitzorak, even the kokamet alo mitaher, asur betashmish amita. How do I know he can't sleep with his wife? It says by the mitzvah, that part of the whole thing, achar yavo al machaneh, And then it says Yashav is before he counts till the final stage. The Yashav michutz lo alo shivat yamim. What do you think that means? He sits at the door of his tent. Alo is the way to refer to your wife. This is your home. Alo zo ishto. So if it says stay away from your tent, it means you can't sleep with your wife. Mikan shesur b'tashmish amita. Therefore, I need a pasuk because ma'od atemek even deasur b'tashmish amita. Since this is such a terrible situation, therefore the Torah would be more interested in your being mekayim the mitzvah of the taharat ha-mitzorah than in some obscure rite of shiluach hakein. Amash b'landa, that's not the case. And I would have thought litcha yesed the shiluach hakein. Amash b'landa, it's not true, and that we're not deicha shiluach hakein.
Doesn't say you live longer.
You have more time with your wife.
Yeah,
but it says she'll live longer. Dear President,
Doctor, I'm the Commissioner.
Hanotel aim al habanim. Rabbi Yehuda omer loke ve'eno mishaleya. Now here the question is: the guy already took the mother. All right, he took the cane with the mother on it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, look, you are over on the lav. You get malchus right now, and you don't send out the bird. Now, you don't send out the bird could be understood as, which is the way we do understand it in the end, there'd be no point in sending out the bird because it is no longer a mitzvah. Why? Because the way I understand the mitzvah is, this is what you were supposed to do before you took it, you idiot. Send away the mother. Now you already took it. Oh, I'll send it away now. I mean, that's pretty silly. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is, don't bother sending it away because we're going to beat you anyway. Meaning it's not going to help you to send it away. Lo kev, ain't a mishalach. You know, you worry about the shiluach. No, but I'm not. No, whack. So in other words, the malchus you're going to be chayev anyway because a lav anitik laseh, you're going to be punished for it. That's two completely different ways of looking at Rabbi Yehuda's statement. And we'll see in the Gemara which one is the correct. The chachamim omrim. By sending away the chicks? That's only if I understand that the mitzvah is, at any point, send away the mother. But if I understand that the simple meaning of the pasuk is, do not take the children in this fashion. Send away the mother first. What good is it going to do to send away the mother second? Or after you've already taken, the mother's not going to do any good. That's not what I told you to do. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, no, he can send away the mother even at this point. And that way he's mitakein the lav, and he doesn't get malchus. Ve'inoloke. Biga zehakla, ko mitzvat lo ta'ase. Wherever you have a mitzvah of lo, there's an isra over, lo tikacha im alabanim, where there is a kum ase associated with it, such as here, so then that's called a lav anitakla ase, and ein lokin alav, so long as you were either mekayim the ase, according to the Mandi Omer Olds, kimo velo kimo, or so long as you weren't mevato the ase, according to the Mandi Omer Olds, bitlo velo bit. Oy, Rebaba bar mama. Tamad Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda's logic over here? Is because in general he doesn't believe in the klal of ase, of lava nitik lase. So in other words, in general he holds that lava nitik lase lokinolav? Or is it because actually as a klal, as a rule, of course he accepts that. Dilma bialma sarva lava nitik lase in lokinolav. But the point over here is there is no lava nitik lase. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, perhaps, mishum de kasava, the word shalach to shalach means before you get to a situation where you take it, send it away. Shalach means lechatchila, not ele b'diavad. So it's mashma mikara. Well, let's take a look. I'll bring you a raya from the following. Toshma. Ganav v'gazlan yeshnan b'chal malkot de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you give malchus to somebody who stole money. Now, there is a mitzvah saseh. Hashevet Hagzela, right? So that's a lava nitiklase. V'yahacha da lava nitiklase. Udrachamon amar lo tigzol. Fine, I was over on lo tigzol. But it says v'yashivet Hagzela. Give it back. Okay, so I'll give it back. So why should there be malchus? Shema amina. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda's logic is, time in Rabbi Yehuda, is because he simply doesn't hold that a lava nitiklase patters you for malchus. He holds v'yashivet Hagzela lava nitiklase lokina lav. Amalei Rabbi Zera, for God's sake, how many times have I told you not to bring me proofs from those ridiculous Shabbos sheets that they hand out. Lava minalachu kol milta de lo tanya. Be'rabi chia ve'be'rab el shaya. Mashabashtahi. Anything that you're liable to read on YNET. It's probably the exact opposite of what it was supposed to say. V'lo totfu mina be'i midrash. Don't bring it into the Beit Midrash trying to bring a raya from it. It's just stupid. You know, I mean, it is so outrageously stupid that if Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, you're not supposed to get Malkus because it's a lava nitiklase, they'll leave out a very little word. You're not. You know, you're supposed to get Malkus, they'll say, because it's a lava nitiklase. That's how brilliant they are at getting things messed up. So either you have the peer review of Reb Chiya and Reb Oshaya, who went out of their way to be Mesader, the Breitot. They didn't say something. They tested every statement of every Chacham against every single other statement of that Chacham to ensure consistency. They checked and rechecked the Girsa'od. That's what you bring a raya from. You don't bring a raya because some Shmo told you something. And he's going around quoting things. People quote things all the time. And you're going to walk in like a fool into the base of matters and say, well, I heard a Misa that such and such a God, oh, for God's sake. So therefore, maybe Dilma ain't bichlal malchus arba'im tanya. How do you know that the Misa was just a little bit different than you thought? You know, like 180 degrees different. What are you bringing rayas for? All right, sorry. Let's bring a raya from an approved bright of Rav Oshaya Rabbi Chiya, okay? Tashma. The Tani Rav Oshaya Rabbi Chiya, where somebody is over. He's in the middle of harvesting his field. Torah says, V'shachachta Omer Basadeh, lo tashuv lekachto, don't go back and pick it up. Leger layatom v'lalmana yiyeh, leave it for the poor. This guy was over on the Isser, and he went back and he picked it up. Lo tashuv, the Torah says lo tashuv v'shav. This guy went back, took the shikra. The Torah says, "Bekutzuchem et ktsira tzuchem lo tekalepa atzatcha." Don't finish up the entire thing. Leave it for the poor. And he went, and he did finish v'chala. So in these cases, lechora you have a mitzvah asay la'aniv la'ger tazovotam. So the guy is caught by the Beis Din, brought into court. They want to whack him 1 or 39, and he tells him, "Okay, I'll give it back. I'll give it back." Says Rabbi Yehuda, it's too late. Yeshnan bechlal malkut arba'im devi Rabbi Yehuda, the guy is going to be chayav malkus. Why? Isn't it a lavanita klase? So you see from here that the general rule is that shma minatayim the Rabbi Yehuda mishim tekasava lavanita klase. Look, he apparently holds it doesn't help. No, what are you talking about? Maybe over there it's the same exact logic that we have over here by Shiluach HaKain. The Torah doesn't say, La niv la ger tazov otam, after you took them. The Torah says, don't take them. Instead, La niv la ger tazov otam, meaning up front. Leave them exactly the same as it says over here. Don't take the aim ala banim. Send away the aim, says Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Not after you took it, send it away. It means don't come to a matzah where you take it. So there it also means the same thing. That doesn't mean anything. So hatamayno tam de kasavataz of mikara mashma. The same way the Rabbi Yehuda shaleach is mikara mashma. No, that's a very poor proof. Okay, says Ravina at the Ravashi. I'm not Ravina Ravashi. How about from this? This is the famous case. And that is notar. That's like the classical example of lavanit klase. Lo tatiru mimenu aboker. Don't leave over anything till the morning. And if you did, va notar mimenu aboker, be'esh tisrov, will burn it. No. I mean, over there, it can't mean burn it before it's left over, obviously. So there, ba'akatuv litena se'achar lo tase. Lomar she'ein lokin alav. Guess who the author of this very classical mimer is? Divi Rabbi Yehuda. You couldn't get a better proof that it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds that lava nitiklase is potter. In which case, the only way to understand our Mishnah is that a lava nitiklase would have been potter, except there is no lava nitiklase. Because shaleach is me'ikara mashma. That must be it. Shma mina. Indeed, that conclusively proves it. Omele Ravidi Luravashi, you know, everybody's coming around over here to find proofs. How come they can't read the Mishnah? I mean, if you read the Mishnah, isn't it obvious from our Mishnah that that's what Rabbi Yehuda learns? It says in the Mishnah, Hanotel Eim Al Habanim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lokev Ein Mishaleah. What do you mean, Ein Mishaleah? What's that supposed to mean, Ein Mishaleah? I mean, if the point is that he holds that Alav Anitik Laseh, you're Chayev anyway. So let him just say, Lokev. What do you mean, Ein Mishaleah? You still have to be Mishaleah. So why does he say, don't bother being Mishaleah? Of course, to bother being Mishaleah. Because Isaac, at the time of the Rabbi Yehuda, should need to go and say Lokin Alav. He should say Lokeh and then be Mishaleah. But it's not going to save you from Malkus. But why is he canceling the assay? So obviously, the whole point of Rabbi Yehuda's statement is to say, hey, buddy, there is no assay. The assay was before you took it. Now it's too late. So why are we looking around for what the Svar is of Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, because if I just would have read the Mishnah, I could have understood that the Mishnah means to say, look, we're going to give you Malkus. Don't bother being Mishaleach right now. It's not going to help. We're giving you Malkus anyway. Next week you could be Mishaleach after you recover, get out of the hospital. So Dim Achika Amat Bermatniti. Einu Niftar. Look, it's not going to help you. Adim Alkinle. Before you get Malkus, it's not going to help you anyway. So when you get out of the hospital, then do it. So therefore, now we understand that, no, the correct way of reading the Mishnah is indeed to read it that, no, there's not even a mitzvah to be Mishaleah.
So it's not a
law of Nitek. It's not a law of Nitek, as we said. English. Yep. You don't have to pay the bunim for the loss of their mother. Nowadays, of course, they would sue you. They'd say
the birds
would sue you for taking the mother, of course.
In the previous cycle, Rebbe brings a story of something that was on the internet about this guy who was brought up on charges of abuse of his bird and was charged for $4,000 to pay to his bird.
No kidding, to pay to the bird.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought, Koma Shekana Tsiporo Kanambala.
He's going south for the winter, I guess.
Right.
And I was thinking, well, it's because of the, so to speak, I'll say it's war. I mean, that was the first step, because in the traditional case, you have the
right, exactly.
It has to be chronological, so in order to be in category.
It has to be able to follow the law, not chronological in the pasuk necessarily, but it has to be.
Yeah, like the inaction.
Right, yeah.
The law, and then,
yeah.
Not the other way.
That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Anyway, ad kama mishalcha. Look, I mean, you're obviously not allowed to capture this bird. You have to be mishaleach. So we need to have a fair playing field here for the hunt, right? What's called fair? I mean, you got to give it a 5-minute head start before you catch it.
Send it away.
Is it a 10-minute head start? I mean, how much of a head start is fair? Agree. Ad kama mishalcha. No. The head start is just that it's flying away. You no longer have it. Now go catch it. See if you can catch it now. Okay, and Bameh Mishalcha, what's called to send it away? I mean, I got a great idea. I'll pull out all the wing feathers, you know, and I'll pull out all the wing feathers, and then I'll say, okay, birdie, run! Go! And then I'll go and I'll catch it. Is that good enough? Says Ravuna, that's good enough. Barak Leah, you let it go. Okay. So now it's running, waddling away. Rabbi Yehuda says, no way. It's got to have wings. It's got to fly. So where's Rav Huna Gabin? It's a little strange to say the bird is waddling away. That's called shiluach. Says Rav Huna, yes, it's a pusik. Rav Huna haber barak lea dichtiv. Mishalchei regel ashor v'akamor. So you see that regel is shiluach. So if a bird walks away, that's regel. Says Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, that's a great pasuk. You don't know much about evolution, do you? The bird's wings are its regel. What do you think you're looking at? On a bird, a regel is a wing. So how are you Mekayim, even according to your shita? You didn't let this bird walk away, because walking away for a bird is flying away with its feet. I mean, yes, there's some small adaptations that turn it into a wing, but it's basically the same exact skeletal structure.
Really? It's the little leads?
Yes, sure. It's exactly the same. It's got a foot in there. You look at it under your x-ray. All right, so, I mean, it's one of the most lovely adaptations, watching a lake turn into a wing, but it's nothing much to it. So, okay, that's very cute. Isn't that cute? I love that one. So that is its foot. And therefore, if it isn't flying away, its foot is not being mishulak. Now, there was a guy who first pulled out all the wing feathers. He figured this was a great opportunity. And then he sent it out. And he gave it a 10-second head start. And guess what? He managed to catch it. V'achakach tafsa. Anyway, Rav Yehuda took him into court and beat him up. Nagde Rav Yehuda. Then he told him, okay, now you take care of that bird till it gets its wings feather back, grows back, and then you send it out. Omar le, zil rabbi le gatfei shilcha. Wait a minute. I mean, who does Rav Yehuda hold like? This is Rav Yehuda, not to be confused with Rav Yehuda. If Rav Yehuda holds of Rav Yehuda, and that's why I gave Malkus to the guy. I mean, Rav Yehuda said, no, you only give him Malkus. There's no point in his doing a mitzvah because there's no longer any mitzvah. So why did he tell him, wait until you cure the bird? And if you hold Kirabonan, then according to Rabbanan, you don't get Malkus. You just are Mekayim the mitzvah Shiluach. So he should have told him, okay, wait until the wing feathers grow back, and then be Mekayim your mitzvah taseh, and be Potter from Malkus. Now you don't understand. This guy was a smart aleck. That's the point. Rav Yehuda holds like the Rabbanan. But when he sees this guy playing these kind of games, he thinks, you know, maybe it's time to teach this fellow a lesson. So he beat him up. But that's Malkus Mardas the Rabbanan. There was another guy that came to Rava, and he said to Rava, what's the din about a Tima bird? So Rava's thinking, well, I understand. What is the guy asking? I mean, there's got to be something more beneath the surface. What, this man is certainly not coming to ask Akasha, ask me a shayla about whether there is a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Oh, I know what he's thinking. The Tima bird only hatches one egg at a time. The entire cane is always one egg. So this guy wants to know whether Ephrochim or Beitzim counts as a cane if it's one. So he says to the guy, I understand. Is it because you're asking because there's only one egg? Now, the way we have it over here is a little bit strange, but there's no other way to understand it. Omar le, so Rava says to him, you know what? Hi, yade lecha. Let me give you another little piece of information. It's a Mishnah. Matnitini. The Mishnah says, Beferish, Ein shamela efroach achad, o beitza achad, chayav l'shalayach. There's only one, there's still a mitzvah of shiluah. So what did he do? So the guy goes and he sends the Tima away. Now, Rava, who happened to be very fond of Tima stew, knew that the guy was going to send him away and sent along some of his boys to hide out in the woods so that as soon as this guy sent out his Tima, guess where it landed? Right in Rava's mouth. So Shilcha, Ve'adale Rava Pristikai V'tafsa. But, I mean, doesn't that look a little corrupt? V'leichosh Lichshada, I mean, aren't we worried that people will say that Rava gives these phony Piske Halachas so that he can have himself his favorite stew? Nah, he did it very cunningly. Nobody would have put two and two together. You know, these rabbis, they really know how to make it look good. Now, I suggest, gentlemen, that we stop here. Omer Einsham Efrach El Achat, etc., etc. Omer Lei Omer Rabbanu LaRava. Why not reverse the Limudim? Ema Yipcha Einsham Efrach El Achat Obeitza Achat Potter B'Gashaleach, because you need Efrachim Obeitzim V'Leka. On the other hand, if you have Efrachim Afrachim or Beitzim Muzarot Chayav L'Shaleach Shenamar Kein Kein Mikol Makol, because Im Kein Nichtov Krovei Im Ravetzet Aleihem. Why do you repeat the whole story again? Vayim ravetzet ala efrochim o ala beitzim that you just mentioned. Must be lakushi efrochim la beitzim, beitzim la efrochim, which leaves you only one thing to do with the word kain. Kain mikoma, come to include even a single egg. Shalcha v'chazra, afilo arba v'chamisha pamim chayab, shenema shaleach t'shalach ata'im. Amar harini notel ata'im u'mishaleach atabanim. Na, chayab, shenema shaleach t'shalach ata'im. And then Chazra im aleihem patur min l'shaleach. Amalei umi rabbanan l'rava. Why not say shalach hadzimna to shalach treizimna? Amalei shalach itself is a filu mea pamim. Tishlach, tishalach is coming to tell me. Omale Rabba Rebbe Yosef Bar Ravel Rav Kana. What? It's Davka. Time to Kazer Rachmanet to Shalach. Without that, Av Amina Dvar Mitzvah. Lo. Why not? Eser Lo Tase and Eser Docha Lo Tase V'Yase. Ah, no. The case would have to be Lo Tzricha De Ovar V'Shaklala Aim. So there you're already over on the lot. All you have now is the Aseodika. There I would have thought like the Asevilitra had said, therefore Kamashman, that nonetheless you don't. What do you mean you were over the lot? It's only Henich Lamandatani Kima Velo Kimo. Lamandatani Bitlo Velo Bitlo. Kokamadalo Shachta Lo Averlo Lot. Not to mention the fact that Libra Rabbi Yehuda, who owed Shalayach, is Meikoramash, but you don't even have an Asei Leka. Elamar Marbaravashi. We're over there. There is no lav. There's only an asei odihike. So I would say leite asei v'litche asei kamashmalon. Why would I think that? Mayu medai asei mei asei. Because the saga that the Gemina held the amama God ol shalom sheben ish liishto shere amra Torah shmo shalakadosh baruch hu shenichtav begedusha yimachi alamayim vay mitzorakim and the kamedalom mitar also betash b'shamita. Therefore, ma de temek even da asur betashmish amita leite asedi de velitche asedi shiluach hakein kamashmon an. An hotel im halabanim Rabbi Yomer loke veino mishaleach vechachamim omri mishaleach veino loke. Ze haklal kol mitzvad lo taaseh sheyesh bakum asei en lokein alav. Boy, Rabbah Bar Mama, is time at a Rabbi Yehuda Mishum to serve a lav shidduch klasei lokin alav in general, or is it because Bialma serve a lav shidduch klasei and lokin alav? Except that hacha in a time of Mishum to serve, there is no asay because shaleach is mashma miikora, not after you took it. Tashma, gana vegazan yeshnam bechal malchus de Rabbi Yehuda v'ahacha the lav shidduch klasei u'drachman armaloti gzol ve'shivat agzela. So Shema Minat time the Rabbi Yehuda shouldn't serve a lav shidduch klasei lo kin alav. Amalei Rabbi Zera, oh for heaven's sakes, bringing me a riot from a maisa with a gadol. Lav amina lechukol matnita lo lotanya be Rabbi Chia be Rabbi Oshaya mashabashtehi velo totva beina be medrasha. Maybe the real statement had been the exact opposite, and they just made a minor mistake. You know, 180 degrees. Dilma ena bichlal malkasar barim tanya. Okay, Toshma, the Tony Rav Oshaya Rabbi Chia, lo tashuv v'shav, lo techale patzatcha v'chila, yeshna v'chol malkas arboim divi Rabbi Yehuda Shmamina, that Rabbi Yehuda Svara is lav aditik latzir lo kin alav. Why? Dilma hatam ayin etam, because aniv lager tazov is mashu mikara, not ex post facto. Amal Ravina Ravashi Toshma, lo tatiru mimeno ad boker, vanotar, Ba'ishtis rofu. Ba'ana katuv litein ese achalot ha'aseh lo marlacha she'in lo kin alav divi Rabbi Yehuda. Shema mina taimid Rabbi Yehuda b'shem degasava shaleach mikora mashma shema mina. Amal revidu revash. I mean, you know, isn't that what it says in the Mishnah? Matnita namadeka. They tell me, ha'notel e'im alabanim Rabbi Yehuda mer loke ve'ino mishaleach. What do you mean, mishaleach? If Rabbi Yehuda's taima is that lav shnitik laaseh lo kin alav, so then he should say loke, but you still have the mitzvah to be mishaleach miboyle. I could understand the Mishnah as meaning demarchi kamarati in a nifta demarchi ain't going to help you to be mishaleach. That's the point. Okay, now kat kama mishalcha to give it a head start. Amr Rabbi Yehuda kinesh teitzim mitachat yado bema mishalcha ravon amr beragleha. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no, Bagapea. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Baraglia, Titi, Bishalke, Regala, Shorva, Hamor. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Bagapea, because Agapea are the Knafeha. That's the Regal. Ahud Gazinu Legapa, Vishilcha. And then he manages to catch up with it after about 2 inches. Vachakach Tafsa. So Nagde Rav Yehuda, I'm like, now go and wait till those wing feathers grow back, and then Vishilcha. So come on, Ik Rav Yehuda Loke Vein Mishaleach. So why does he have to get the wing feathers back? And Ik Rabbanan Mishaleach Vein Loke. Well, Le'olam Kerabbanan, and the only reason he gave him Malkus was Min Rabbanan. Ahudi Atta Lekami to Rav, I'm like, what's the thing about Atima? Omar, what is this guy thinking? Lo Yehuda Gavadov Tohor Chayv L'Shiluchei. Omale Dilma Chodobiyatu de Ramya. Omale Hai Adilacha Matitini. Angel Melab Frog Hechad, Obeza Hechad, Chayav Shalayak. So the guy goes in his Shilcha. Meanwhile, Adelei Rabba priest gave a tafsa. Oh, that don't look too good. Velechosh Lechshada. He did it till Acha Yad. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambient, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Okay, today's daf is Kuf Mem Beis, but we are holding on daf Kuf Mem Aleph in the middle of the daf. We were up to the machlokes of, or Ad Kama Mishalchet, actually, is where we were up to, which is 10 lines down over here in the large lines, Rav Yehuda. I'm sorry, the one above that. Ad Kama Mishalchet, I'm Rav Yehuda. Got it? Regular Gilead Mishalchet. When we say that you have to be Mishaleach, up to what point is called Shiluach? I mean, is it 20 miles? What exactly Shiluach? Omrev Yehuda, they should take me tachat yado. It has to be, some understand it would take me tachat yado, just that he gets it away from the net. Chazanish understands take me tachat yado means permanently. In other words, till that point at which the bird is mityaeshet, from attempting to come back to the nest. So it goes away. It doesn't matter how far it is, how close it is, but it has to be yotze mitachas yado instead of being chozer. But that point, even if you would go back and take it, there would be no issur because you already mekayim the mitzvah. Bame mishalcha. How exactly? Not, the Rambam understands this the way Rashi's first shot is. But bame mishalcha means when he holds the bird, so how is he mishaleach the bird? So if Unaimbaragleha, meaning he would hold it by its feet and throw it, Rebuda Omer Baagapeha, with its wings. So Ravuna Omer Baragleha Tiv Mishalchi Regya Hashor Bahakamor. So you see that Shiluach, there's the Mamash Semosh and Shiluach. So Mishiluach is done with Raglai. Rebuda Omer Baagapeha, because Regel Deha Knafeninu. It's all very nice to talk about a mammal that has 4 feet. A bird's 2 front feet are its wings. So that's its feet. So the way in which you would be Mekayim the Pasuk is still to use the knafayim. Wait till we see now the next, because the next piece changed the way we understand this. Rav Yehuda Amar Ba'agapeha, we said. So now the same Rav Yehuda who said Ba'agapeha, it was a mitzvah like this. Ahu, the gazino legapa. So there was a gentleman, if you can call him that after this behavior, who took off, or he took off the feathers from the wings of a bird, and then he was mishaleach the bird, meaning with its feet, because he couldn't fly, and then acharkach tapsa, and then he went, and he took the bird. So they figured he was Mekayim Shiluach HaKein, but he made it easier to catch the bird afterwards. Nagde Rav Yehuda. So first of all, Rav Yehuda gave him malchus. And Omale, he told him, Zil Rabbi Lagatve, you go and hospitalize this bird until it grows back its wings, and then be Mekayim Shiluach. There was an article in the paper yesterday, the internet paper. In which a guy was fined $3,750 to be paid to his bird for damages to his bird. He apparently got very angry at his parrot and beat it up. He required hospitalization. They hired him to pay close to $4,000 for hospitalizing his parrot. Mom reminded me of this stuff. Go take the bird. Make sure that you take good care of it until it regrows its wings, and then be Mishaleach. So, I mean, he claimed, of course, that the entire thing was misunderstood. He would never have gotten angry at his parrot, actually, but he was trying to help the parrot. Yeah, I'm tired of you. That's the Gemara's going to ask. That's our first problem. Says the Gemara, wait a minute over here. Something's very funny here. Come on. Who does Rabbi Yehuda hold of in terms of understanding the relationship of the Aseh to the Lo Aseh? If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so then there's no longer Mitzvah Shiluach, we came up yesterday. What is he saying? Let it regrow its wings. You gave it Malkus. You gave him Malkus already. It was over on the Yisr. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Shaleach is Milach Atchila. And therefore, there's no longer, if you already took it, there's no longer a Chiyuv of Shiluach, like it says in the Mishnah, Eino Mishaleach. Icha Rabbanan. If he holds like the Rabbanan, it's a Lavan Itak Lasig, and why did he give him Malkus? Then he should only be Mechayiv and Mishaleach, the Eino Lokan. Of course, as Tosis points out, he could have answered that he doesn't hold the Bitlo Velo Bitlo. No, the Kimo Velo Kimo, in which case, if the guy wasn't Mishaleach, so then Eino Chinami, he could be Mechayiv and Malkus. Maybe he told him to be Mishaleach and he wasn't. Okay, so then that itself, especially the way Tosis is learning the Shitasa, the Kimo Velo Kimo, is not to respond to the Azor of Besdin, so even not. According to Rashi, it's even better for us. He didn't do it betoch kedei dibur, the original. Okay, but we wanted to find out a way that it should work out according to Bitlo Velo Bitlo. Because Lamaisa, this was what happened. Le'olam k'rabbanan. Actually, Yosek k'rabbanan, that really, there was no problem of Malkus D'Oraisa, because he could have been misakin it through Shiluach. The only thing is that he held that this type of behavior required Malkus Mardus min Rabbanan. Because it was a type of Haroma, which would be, people would start acting now with Shiluach HaKain in a way that Lamaisa would end up allowing them to take the aim. Even though the aim, Lamaisa, was caught by them through its relationship to the Bonim.
It was
going far enough away. It was basically giving up on the battle, basically. Yeah. No, maybe not. But Lamaisa, I mean, it means that you're not really going to be Mekayim the Shiluach Bagapayim. This is the chop. This is why I want to tell you what's going to get the sugya before. Rashi Tain is from the Hemshech of the sugya, this Maisim to Rav Yehuda, which is the same Rav Yehuda who said that Agapayim is the only way to be Mishaleach. Tain is Rashi that must be the meaning of the previous sugya from here. Because why was he Nagde Lamaisa? So what did the guy do wrong? If you say that Rav Yehuda is Lashitasa, who holds that Ba'agapera is the only way to be Mishaleach, and Lamaisa, the guy wasn't really Mekayim Shiluach HaKein according to him. Therefore, he wanted to be Nagde to make sure that people wouldn't try to be Mekayim the Mitzvah like this. But why would plucking the feathers mean that you couldn't be Mekayim Shiluach HaKein if we learn it like Rashi's first trap, which is the same as the Rambam? There's that he held it by the wings. So he held it by the wings and threw it new. Therefore, Tainas Rashi, the whole thing doesn't really make sense. Because Mishalke Regel Ashor V'Achamor. I mean, it's not the derek of a bird to walk. We're going to say Mishalke Regel Ashor V'Achamor. Over there, it's talking about something that walks. It's talking about something that flies. But there means the shor is walking. And here you're saying that means you should grab its legs. Well, I understand what's the comparison to cloth. If I'm going to be grabbing it and throwing it, I'm going to bring a riot from something that walks, the Shacharegabah, Shacharegabah, that I should hold its legs when I throw it? I mean, it's absurd. Therefore, Tainas Rashi, the meaning that he suggests, even though it wasn't the meaning was Makabal from his Rebbe, but the meaning that he suggests, he says, I would think what it means is that this is Gufa the Pshat, Rebbe Yehuda is saying. In order to be Mekayim, Shiluach HaKein, the regel of a bird are its wings. So in the same way that the shore would be walking, Mishalke Regel, you have to allow the bird to fly. But if the bird is walking, so you were Mishaleach it by forcing it to walk away. That's the trouble. You don't actually have to handle the bird. So you make it walk. That's what he did. He made it walk. Rav Yehuda Lishitasa says, come off it. A bird walking is not the equivalent of a Shor V'Achamor. Therefore, you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah. Memela Nagdei, because you tried to play games, and now go and be Mekayim the Mitzvah. You see, so it works out very well. This becomes a major machlokas rishonim throughout, as to whether the din of Shiluach HaKein is Mekayim you, an actual handling of the bird, similar to Tziporim Mitzora. Would you believe to do an act of Shiluach, or whether the idea over here is you could scare it away, or You know, we spoke about this earlier. Benogeda Shaila of whether on Shabbos, let's say, where you can't handle the bird. So over there, can you go near the bird to scare it away? Because they're not going to handle the bird. Right? Yeah, afterwards. But the point is, I'll not be Mekayim the Mitzvah. I want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Shiloh Zakein. So we pointed out that those who argue with the Shitas that hold, the Chavis Das, and so on, that hold that there's a mitzvah to be mishaleach an aim, even though you're not now going to be taking the bun. You have no interest in the bun. It's not a mitzvah shiluach hakim. So if you are not following that shita, then the title of yours is that it should be an Easter mamish because of tzar bala chayim. When you're going over there, scare a mother away. The bishleim, if you would tina that I'm going to be a kind of least the traffic mitzvah, so it's with Sorfi and so on and so forth, okay? But if you hold, you have to handle the bird, I'll leave it the Rambam Shita, or the way Rashi was first learning over here, then you're not even going to be a kind of mitzvah, even if he's right a kind of stuff. So Mamela, it's better to avoid the Tzar Bala Chaim. Okay, but in any event, here's the mucker of where the whole question comes up. The Rambam takes his kipshuta the way Rashi says he was makabel mishat. Then you have to indeed handle the bird. That leaves the next piece a little bit unclear. So what was he nagle for? Continues the Gemara. Ahudi also came to Rava. There was a guy who came to Rava with a shaila, but I mean he was a New Englander and didn't speak very much. So Amar Leisa said to him, Tema Mau. The Tema is the name of a bird, right? So he said, so what's with the Tema? So Rabbi's thinking to himself, what's with this guy? Oh my, he says to himself, everybody knows the Tema, we eat it all the time, you can't eat it, it's kosher. Elamai is asking whether you're chayv and shiluach hakein. I mean, what else would you be chayv on? Who doesn't know that a kosher bird, you're chayv and shiluach hakein? Oh my, so he said to the guy, are you trying to tell me, Dilma Chodeh Beyasu Daramya, that you have a problem with shiluach hakein, because I don't know, often the tema only has one egg. Maybe it's only one egg, and that's what you want to know. Is there a dinner? Because it says efrochim or beisim, you want to know if there's a fee of shiluach hakein on one egg. Or marlei, hi adilacha. So these words don't really make sense. And there's a lot of attempts to change the gears. The Rashash changes the gears to say that the Omar Lay is the first Omar Lay. In other words, this is Rava still responding to the guy after having decided that this is what he must have meant. And then he tells him, and he puts in the word lo, that lo yadi lacham, this you don't know. Masnisini, it's a beferish mishnah. In shemalef rochecha, the beit hachas chayiv l'shaleach. There's a lot of problems with that, Rosh Hashanah. First of all, I mean, why is there the repetition of the Yom Ha'alei? Secondly, why would Rava ball a guy out for asking the Shaila? Like, you don't know. I mean, whoever heard of such a thing? So the other approaches are another Yom Ha'alei. In other words, Yom Ha'alei, so the guy said, Hayadila. That's what I was saying. Well, obviously, that was the question. What, are you an idiot? He's signing to Rava. I mean, if I say Tema Mao, what do you think I meant? And then Rava says to him, okay, that's a preparation mission. I don't need to worry about. Tain Shamela Broch. Anyway, so he goes to be Mishaleach his Tema. Meanwhile, Rava, Ahadale Rava, Pristike Vatapsa. Rava sends out, now, listen, I got to tell you, Pristike normally means agent, police agent. Which would, it would mean that Rava had Shluchim go out and grab the bird. So he knew the guy was going to be Mishaleach. He figured it's a great opportunity to get myself a Tema. I always wanted one of those. Rashi says that it means Mitzudot. Now there's no way that I know of that Pristike can mean Mitzudot. Unless he had a different Gersha, which was Pardisti. And over there it's paradiski, then indeed it comes from the discus, the Greek discus, which is a container. And a paradiski is mitzudot, something that pulls somebody in and then grabs it. So maybe that's what Rashi meant. That's the only thing I could think. The tops, anyway, he catches this bird. So now the question is, this looks a little suspicious. I mean, Rava tells the guy, sure, you have to look again, and he's got his people waiting to grab the bird. I mean, isn't Rava chayish lefesh lechshada? I mean, you're supposed to avoid, as a pesek, doing things that make it look like you have any kind of ulterior motives in a psak. This looks very suspicious.
Is there a problem with Ikari if he comes to ask the shell and he goes back to the bird? Is that already prepared for him? Is that coming apart?
Why? When he came upon the bird.
He came upon the bird.
I came upon the bird. No, I hear what you're asking. No, Yikore means only that it isn't Mizum. Proper Mizum. It's not the shot that I found out about it with my little hovering radar scope and I'm going to go get it. That's also the Yikore. And it doesn't mean literally that it has to be the instant spontaneous.
He knows where it is.
As we understand it, the meaning of Kikare is Prakamizum, and that's understood in the sense of the word. So this is the Gemara Kalachar Yad. Rabbi did this very sneakily. It wouldn't be noticeable that he happened to have somebody there. It wasn't right in front of the guy. It was two blocks away, whatever. The guy would never know. Unless he reads the Gemara, of course. Tana Rabbana. Yone Shovach, the Yone Aliyah.
That's the end of the story.
Why should the Torah mention this?
To tell you that there's no problem of bringing Tofei something where there was a Shiluach HaKein. In other words, once we have a mitzvah Shiluach accomplished, the Torah, there's no inyan that the Torah wants the mother bird to go free. The idea over here is, the way the Rambam understands it, by the way, and it's not the way I think the man in the street understands. The way the Rambam understands it is, Losika Chaim Alabonim is not to take advantage of the mother's emotional ties to the bonim. That's the pshat. Which is, I think, a very profound insight. No, it's not the shaila of the tsar that is nigram, or the loss of the mother to the bonim, or that the, you know, that the mother sees you taking the bonim. That's certainly not a din of the sabonim tikakloch. That was agav, as we pointed out. Most people have a misconception. The main mitzvah is not to take the eggs while the mother is on it. But really it says, Losikach Eim Al Abonim, not Losikach Abonim Kishahod Eim Aleim. That's just, we learn out Agav, but since it says, V'acharkach Abonim Tikachlok, so we understand you can't first take the Abonim and say that I wasn't coming to be Lokeach the Eim, you see. But the way the Torah puts the mitzvah is that the mitzvah is on the Shluach Eim, nothing to do with the children. So the Ba'odan Alabonim, how do we understand? So Ramban understands it, I think, such a beautiful insight. There is a reprehensibility that people sense of taking advantage of someone else's emotions. In other words, to trap a mother by forcing it to come back for its children, right? That would be like a terrible thing. Then you shoot the mother. It's horrible.
Like an Amana.
It's worse. I mean, your mom is using its rachamim in order to do something cruel. It's like a tremendous contradiction of your cruelty versus that. That is something that it really touches on your whole vision of, like, what is the meaning of these emotions, of these connections, and so on. That's the issue. So once that emotional link is broken, and now the mother's going away. And it's not that we have a hakpada on breaking that link. We have a hakpada on taking advantage of that link. Comes along the Gemara to say, once it's broken, so why don't you go and take the mother? That is a little bit of a machlok. At least it's seen as a machlok as we've shown him. The Rambam learns that this mitzvah, along with the mitzvah of Eim Al Abonim by Osef Ezmano, is there to teach the validity of animal emotions. In other words, that the Torah wants us to take into consideration the evolutionary line that Lamaisek makes our emotions similar to animal emotions, and to respect them because of that. Otherwise, we end up without any respect for emotions. The Ramban, believes that he's arguing with the Ramban. And he says it's not that the Torah is telling us objectively that there is a meaning to animal emotions.
What the Torah is telling us is that there is certainly an impact on the human psyche of not caring about animal emotions, which is a slightly different issue. So therefore, it says the same way you see that a sheikhtin become vicious or careless, and they don't care about life in the same way, even though they're dealing with animal life and so on. There's no way that there isn't a spillover effect in the way a person deals with life. So in this case, if he'll deal with emotions in this way, it will spill over. But that doesn't mean you can bring proof from the Torah that we are meant to necessarily respect animal emotions because of their feelings. It could be that emotions without a conscience component, the Torah doesn't really want us to respect as they are, but doesn't want us to be affected because of our actions, because our emotions are indeed important. It teaches us to be cruel. That's the Ramban. Taina is against the Ramban. Because L'maisa, I mean, the Ramban has the whole problem of O'imra ha'kan tzipor yagiyu rachamecha mishatkino to, right? And why are you bringing Vatrum? It's not the Russian. Vatrum Ma'ori. It's not connected to that letter. No. Yes. As long as he was the emes mekayim, the mitzvah. That's really what forces the understanding of Rashi and Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason Rabbi Yehuda was makbid was because you can't have a bird walk away and say that was shiluach. A himself can catch the bird after that. Because now he's not taking it. In other words, if he would have taken the bird as it was, he would have been taking advantage of the bird. So he shows, I'm not taking advantage of you. I'm going to send you away. Having sent the bird away, so now it's like any other bird. It's not all bonnet. Tanra bonnet. Yone shobach, v'yone aliyah, chayavot b'shiluach, v'asurot mishum gezel, mipnei darkei shalom. Now we have a little bit of a problem over here. It says here that the yoni, here we're talking about yoni midbario, so they're wild birds. The wild birds, we said, the fact that they happen to have taken up in your shovach or your aliyah doesn't mean that they're not considered to be mizuman and your chayat. The shaila is over here. It says that there's an iser gizelon. It's not clear whether we're referring to the eggs or referring to the mother, but that iser gizela is a din of darkei shalom, because there isn't a real kinyan on it. But the Rabbanan where goes are in places where people believe they have kinyanim. They get into fights if somebody takes it away from them. To avoid fights, we say, okay, fine, we might pretend it's his. Now, the problem is that e isa lahadur of Yosef Rebbe Chanina, that chatzeron shel adam, konelo shalomi da'ato. If you're going to tell me that lomaisa, a chatzer is kena, even though I don't know that there's something there for me to be kena, so then if that's the case, this is mizuman. In which case, kri kan yikare prat le mizuman. Because after all, once the egg is laid, my chotzer is kena the egg. And therefore, I shouldn't have any chiyav bichlal of shiluach hakein. Or marav beitza initiat ruba hu di chayav bishiluach. But mikin lo koni achtipol achatzero. So if the bird is in the process of hatching this egg, once the egg is yotze rubo, it has a din of hatch, like any leida. However, it wasn't yet on the chotzer that I should be kinyan. It's still part of the mother as far as the kinyan of the chotzer is concerned. V'chikatoni chayavot v'shiloach mikame d'tipol achatzero. When it says over here, it's before the egg fell onto the ground of my chot. So then I understand. So Nihoki, Amaya Suris Mishum Gezo. I mean, you have to be referring to the same thing. I mean, if it's still in the mother, basically, so then it shouldn't be a Suris Mishum Gezo, even Mitam, the Darkei Shalom. I mean, the guy doesn't look at this yet as his egg. There's a bird in the middle of hatching an egg somewhere in the sky. I mean, what does that have to do with me? You can't.
So, well, we say it's higher.
That means you can't take it. You won't have anything to do. You'll have to wait now. There's no way to separate the mother from the egg. Says the Gemara, that's a imam. When it says asrut mishum gezel, it means the mother herself is indeed asrut mishum gezel, because the guy believes, even though lamaisa he has no kinyan in it because it's a free bird, and it will not come to him when he tries to get it. It's simply going to fly away. So you can't dine all but the nest was in my rishus, therefore I was kinyan. I mean, that's not called a kinyan. You have to be able to assert your bios over something to have a kinyan. However, since people will say, that's my bird. Its nest is in my rishus. Okay, so maybe they made it a takona, but they made it on the mother. Once it's on the mother, then it'll be on the mother-egg combination too. Or maybe takin is on the bitsa. Vivai sema, liyolama bitsa. Ubitsa kibin enafik leruba daite ale. Look, you're right. On the mother, maybe the guy understands he can't get the mother. The egg, he knows it's in another minute it's going to be down in my egg collecting thing. So he's just waiting. If somebody comes along now to grab it, he's going to say, get out of here, you bum, you're stealing my egg. So Mamela, we were gozer at that point, a dinner of Darkei Sholem. But Lemaisa, Hashtag, Yom Rav Yudam Arab, Asur Lezakot Bebeitzim Shein Rovetzet Aleihem. And here is amazing. Here is just an agav at the end of the sugya, a limud that teaches us that you're not allowed to take the eggs while the mother is revitalizing, which everybody thinks is the mitzvah, right? So Shenemba Shalayir says Rav Yudam Rav, well, actually, you're not allowed to take the eggs when the mother's there either, besides the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKeh. Shenemba Shalayach HaTaim, and only then Habanim Tikakla. So Lechora, that also is an implication of the Fosek. So there, Afil Tema, we can go back to saying, there's no problem. We're talking about a regular case, the bird laid its egg, the egg now is sitting in your egg collector, and afal pikein, you are chayev in shiluach hakein. Ah, you're tenetaina, but it's mizuman, because my chotzer was kaina. If I hold like Rabbi Yossi, my chotzer can only be kaina when I can be kaina. I don't have a right to take this egg, because I would have to be Mekayim first Shiluach HaKein, because Rav Yudah says, it's also for me to take this egg. If it's also for me to take this egg, then it's also for my conscience to take this egg, and therefore it's considered to be, because basically, where the Rambam puts it, it's very beautiful, it ties into the Amshachas Sugya in an ingenious way. But what he points out is, if the person can't be Zocha for someone else, so he can't be a shliach to be mezaka someone else. His chotzer can't be a shliach to mezaka for him. That's basically the idea. Because you don't have a right to be over an isser, you're going to be mezaka for someone. So too, your chotzer won't be over for you. In which case, even if it's nafal chatzero, kol echa de'iu mazi zoka, chatzero na mezaka, if he himself could be zoka, which Rambam says, he himself could be mezaka, in other words. So his chotzer can be zoka for him. And therefore, he doesn't have a kinyan. So you'll say, Yochi Amaya Zures? Why are you telling me if Dai Darke Shalom it's awesome? If he was Shalayaka Sa'im already, so then it's Mamish Gezel. He was Kenyan. It's not Darke Shalom. It's real Gezel. And Idolo Shalcha. If there was no Shiluchah, what's Chach to say? Hey, those are my... What do you mean? You have to be Mekayim first for Mitzvah Shiluach before you have a right to them. You know that. So then Shiluch, hey boy. Rav Yudah Merav? Rav Yudah Merav is saying that the same way that the Torah says Shaleach HaSaim, it's also saying Shaleach HaSaim as Abonim Tikachwach. So that you can't take the Bonim without Shiluchahim, even if you don't have an interest in the aim. So there's a separate sugya over here. There's two separate sugyas. One sugya is that you cannot capture a mother when it needs its eggs. And the other is you cannot take an egg away from a mother, similar to Osav Esbeno.
So you can't take a chicken? If
a chicken is mizumin.
But
here we're talking about wild birds.
I just don't understand what you make that leap. It seems like, okay, since you can't take it automatically.
Just in the why did the Torah mention the Sabonim Tikachloch? What's in the Gea, the Sabonim Tikachloch?
Remember, if you say the cup up to teach you, it's a chiyah that you have to do.
No, nobody wants me to actually have a chiyah to take the eggs. Nobody says that.
Really?
Yeah, even the Chavos Das only says that there's a mitzvah to be mishalei
of the
eim.
If one touches the egg, does money come back?
Well, we had cases in the Gemara where, sometimes they don't, but we had cases in the Gemara where it came by a few picked up the eggs and we said it's actually resumen, even though the mother was chazeres from the kanenes on it. I have seen myself personally cases where the mother does come back. So,
presumably the chazer can't be kona because
chazer can't be kona because it's an issue for him to be kona.
So then you do have a real problem.
Yeah. Then you have real chiyuv shiluch hakein. So that's a problem. If you have a real chiyuv shiluch hakein, then why would we go there that there should be gezel on it?
No, it's the same thing in windows now.
That's because of the next piece. Wait, we'll see. So now, why are they aser b'pnei darkei sholach? Answers the Gemara. Well, I'll tell you why. Because we're talking about a kid. So a kid, you can't say that he's mechuyev in shiloah. He's too young to be mechuyev in shiloah. You can't say he's not going to take the eggs. He took the eggs. But he doesn't have any kinyanim. But as darkei sholom, we respect his kinyan. Obviously, we could have said that the guy himself was aiver. I mean, but, fine. And we don't want to talk about a derech of his. So, katan, there's no darkei sholom. What's the problem? So the katan's going to get mad at you. So, big deal. That's called darkei sholom. Well, the problem is katans usually come along with fathers. Okay, come on. The aviv shel katan. That's our problem, obviously. It's chayav lachzir mipnei darkei sholom. And there, it would be a din, in which even though he took it, there's a minion of the darkei sholom. Because there is, in fact, darkei sholom. Levi Bar Simon, and here's the part I was referring to earlier, Levi Bar Simon Akne Perashov Kula Reviewed. Now, Levi Bar Simon had this dove calf himself, and it had Peros in it, and he was marking it to Reviewed, who comes to Shmuel. We don't know exactly what he asked Shmuel, but he had some problem, and we're going to try to reconstruct what his problem is. And Shmuel said to him, Zil Trofa came, knock on the bird cage, the liskabu, then all the mothers will fly away for a second, and at that point, the kanino, you could be koned. So it says, well, what are we talking about? Lamai. I mean, if he had, if you had a problem, he was afraid Levi Bar Simon was going to change his mind or whatever, right? So he wanted to have a kinyan on it. So, I mean, why can't you simply make a kinyan sudder? What did he have to go? Make a kinyan sudder, and then he can't change his mind. So the Levi sudder. If his problem was it was yontev and there wasn't time now to be miyached, the birds, which one was considered to be the one who was going to shech tomorrow, which would be menamuchan, you don't need to actually have them fly. It's bome, gomer, zevizani, no telosagi. We pass like pesilo. You can simply point at a bird you want, and that's considered to be menamuchan. So what was the case? The case was that hanu perech hadate habi. There were eggs in there that had just been laid. No, it wasn't yonta. So what's the problem? Their eggs had just been laid. The problem is that then the mother has never, ever gotten away from those eggs. As long as the mother hasn't gotten away from those eggs, the chotzer can't be kainah. So Mamela, how could Levi be machna to him something that Levi himself doesn't know? He was afraid that Levi would tiny afterwards. I was only marked to you the things that I owned. But the ones that I didn't own, I'm going to be kainan now. So then the first time the mother would get up, so then he would be kainan. Because at that moment, he wasn't chayv and shiluach hakein, because there's no mother on the egg. So his chatzah was kainan instantly for him. This is the window problem. So therefore, this is what the Ron Tain is. Once the mother got up at some point, there's never going to be a chiyuv of shiluach hakeinah, anything that's in your chotzer. Because since we pass him like this, the chotzer is kind of shaloi midaita. So unless you mamish get there when the mother immediately has laid the eggs, which is the case over here, you see that there would be no problem anymore if Shlucha came because you'd already be Zocha the Eitz. And then the Gemara was Maskin, that's been a Mezumin. So if it was Minam Muchan, forget it. Because it's also for you to be Kona and she didn't get up. This is a Chiyuv of Shilua. But at that moment that she got up herself, there's no Chiyuv of Shilua. I can walk over and take the Eitz and say, whew, good thing there's no mother around, right?
Pardon my ignorance. Is it understood that Shluach HaKen is only in terms of wild birds or any birds that you have, that you own, that you...
Only wild birds.
Only wild birds.
Yeah. Wild kosher birds.
Wild kosher birds. In other words, but aren't these...
You're raising...
isn't that what we're talking
no,
about?
No, we're talking... That's why I said we're talking about Yone Midbariyot. That came hanging out, as opposed to the Hardasios, the Hadarsios. Right?
I was picturing these huge looms. All kinds of problems.
Oh my gosh, that's all we've been.
Is the only sort of flying around here, these Turians, these are wild, considered as not kept in a
local. Yeah, I don't think they're very comfortable around people. I mean, they fly away when you try to catch them. So honey, perichati habi. The lady by Simon Gufe lo habi konilo. The lady himself hadn't been able to be koni them yet because the mother had never gotten away from them. Therefore, Shmuel was fighting to him like this. Look, zil v'tori fakei. All you have to do is bang on the door, so that'll scare the birds for a minute, and then liskabu. They'll get off of the eggs. At that point, next Nino Levi Bar Simon. Levi Bar Simon will be able to be koni. Then he could be mocked to deal with the Kenyan Suter and so on. But the problem was, Rebuta wasn't going to be sailing on the Kenyan Suter because he wanted to make sure they weren't going to get into an argument about the new age. Okay, in that spot. The bird did fly away. Came back, I'm not Mukwim and Shulah. No, because that. But, no, there's not. Because it's only Kiyukare.
But it's not Muslim.
No, it is Muslim. But now it's mine. He said, you know, it has to be a Khan, that's Khan Sipor. The Fanefa, not Mezuman. We haven't understood that the whole thing is included on this. It's not his to do. He only sold the Peroshovcho. It's not his to do, the bits of now. In other words, if the truth is this gets this gets very much involved with the shaila of whether that would be a keem of the mitzvah. If it would be a keem of the mitzvah, then like those sheep does